Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. Today's Tuesday, and so it's the day we look at our new idea and where it's come from, the Bible. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, he begins with a series of blessed sayings, and today we are looking at, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Well, we have to wonder, you know, first of all, what is this righteousness that people are hungering and thirsting for? And as with a lot of concepts, there are a few dimensions to it, and we'll look at three. First of all, there's a legal dimension to righteousness. It means to actually be legally right before God, not to have broken any of his laws, his commandments, not to have committed any crime against another person, against ourselves, or against God. So there's a legal aspect to righteousness. And none of us humans can be found legally righteous before God under our own power. We were created for that kind of relationship with God. But humans, ever since the very beginning, have rebelled against God and pushed him out of our lives. And that made us legally unrighteous before God. Something that we haven't been able to fix, but that Jesus, by taking punishment for us, dying on the cross, has accomplished. He's made us legally right and able to stand before God that way. Well, there are other dimensions to righteousness as well. There's a moral dimension to righteousness. That righteousness is not just being declared right by God, but then pursuing a moral righteousness, trying to do right under God's strength and power, trying to live as he created us to live, trying to do and be who we were originally created to be and what we were originally created to do. It can be hard, but we do it because of what Jesus has done for us, making us righteous, rather than trying to do it under our own power. Well, thirdly, there's a social dimension to righteousness. We're not alone in this world, and so it's not enough for us as individuals to be trying to be morally right under God's strength, having been made righteous. No, it's not enough. We're urged to be righteous as a community of followers of Jesus in a way that helps to make our world more what God created it to be. To try to live as a community, as God created us to live together, in a way that rubs off on others, that's an example to others, and that helps others. So those are those three aspects of righteousness: legal, moral, and social. And my question for you today is just, what do you think it means to hunger and thirst after that kind of righteousness? What does it look like to hunger and thirst for righteousness? Well, have a good discussion with your discussion group, or enjoy your time contemplating that. I'll see you tomorrow.